Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Hello, everyone. This is the Lethal Dose Strychnine here, guest hosting Georgia Wrestling History Now. And now on to the main host, the man from Wrestling with Pop Culture, the man that is bringing sexy black, Jonathan Williams.
Thank you, Strychnine. For those wondering, Strychnine is filling in for Johnny Danger tonight, who was preoccupied with other matters. But kind of makes sense because Strychnine was supposed to be a guest a couple months ago and was unable to call in, so now we can catch up with him a little bit, as well as our guests tonight, which are Micah Taylor, who will be calling in shortly, and Matt Sexcells, who calls in fairly often. But I guess first things first, Strychnine, how have you been?
I've been doing well. It's good to be back in the ring after that absence I had to take, unfortunately. Everything's getting back to where I'm used to being in my regular spots. So, yeah, knocking off the ring rust and things of that nature.
Cool. So you you're the commissioner of alternative pro wrestling or something like that? Is that right?
Yeah. The one match I had after being absent for about 3 months, I had to have surgery for a detached retina, and I had the match with Jacob Ashworth, who was the current commissioner, and I put my career on the line against his spot as the boss, and when I beat him, no one was sure who was going to be the boss, but all we knew that he wasn't. I was informed that until a better person can be found, the commissionary position is mine. I'm new at this, so I'm trying to play it by ear.
How's that been going so far? You don't really seem like the authority figure type.
No. I've had a couple screw-ups. Made a tag title match when only half of the champions was there. The one participant and his surrogate partner for the evening lost the titles, but unfortunately had to give them back the next week. Because, you know, it was kind of against the rules for me to put the belt on the line without both champions there. I really only had minimal amounts of opposition, specifically the formerly known as the Fireman, Antron Brewer, and the Habersham Hero, not sure what that's about, just Scott and Mason. They seem to be my main, the main two are just kind of picking on my ability to run things, because, again, I'm going with this with no direction. I've never done this before. I'm usually the kind of guy that's in the face of the authority figure, not the authority figure, so.
Right.
It's interesting, but hopefully they'll find somebody better than me pretty soon to be the boss, because I don't think I'm cut out for that job.
Well, have you been back at Anarchy as well?
I have, because I went out in the midst of the feud with Anthony Henry. I came back for him, and he's nowhere to be found. In my absence, he's aligned himself with Rachel and BJ Hancock, of all personages. So, apparently, Anthony isn't making himself very easy to find, but I've been beating up BJ Hancock at every turn since I came back. So it's going to be an interesting.
And then, of course, you were at Dragon Con in the main event. And I believe, if I remember correctly, you came out on the winning end of that, right? Oh, well, lost Strychnine, but we gained a voice of reason, Chuck Porterfield.
Chuck, are you on that? Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, what a surprise. Yeah, that's disappointing. I wanted to hear about Strychnine's performance at Dragon Con.
Well, I'm sure we'll get him back in a minute, but we have multiple guest co-hosts tonight. I guess your turn to guest co-host, Chuck.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to take this opportunity in that case to talk a little bit about Platinum Championship Wrestling. There's so much I could talk about, but so little I can. But I will say that this upcoming show Saturday in Porterdale, Georgia, 1800 hours, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's going to be the last show we have before our major annual event, Sacred Ground Chapter 4. And I don't know if you've been keeping up with the events that we have coming up for Sacred Ground. But just, you know, to whet the appetite of people, our main event this Saturday is going to be a tag team match between Supernatural and Marvelous Marco Polo, who will be taking on Chip Day and Skylar Cross. It's going to be a magnificent main event, and both of those are reflective of two of our biggest matches that we have coming up at Sacred Ground Chapter 4. As your listeners may know, our last show, Chip Day won the Platinum Royal, which made him a number one contender for the Unified PCW and Empire Championship. So he and Supernatural are going to be going one-on-one in a ladder match for that title. And I mean, I know how these guys operate. You know, we've seen Chip Day for years just improving as a wrestler and becoming more cunning and more intelligent. And if there's a word that can be used to describe Supernatural, it's legacy. He has just demonstrated how tough he can be. He has demonstrated how creative he can be in the ring. And it's not, you know, with Supernatural, it's not a thing where people have to say, well, you know, he's small. But just watching the man, it's evident that his physical toughness is two steps above an average man. He is an incredible man in that ring. And he's just such a tough son of a gun. But that being said, when he's going against Chip Day, he's a man who can bring an incredible offense to the ring. He's a man who knows how to bring somebody down and take people out. So that is just a match that I cannot wait for. That ladder match for the Unified title is going to be, it's going to be one hell of a thing to see. But as I also mentioned, in that contest, it's going to be Skylar Cross and Marco Polo, who are going to be in a stretcher match at Sacred Ground Chapter 4. And that is going to be quite a contest, too, because you have different styles between those two. You know, both are powerful, but in different ways, you know. One just has that behemoth strength and that just vicious edge that Siler brings. And of course, you know, Marco Polo has the finesse and the smoothness. Whether that's going to be effective in a stretcher match, that remains to be seen, you know. He's got a big opponent coming up against Skylar Cross. And so, you know, he's going to have to use everything he can. And knowing the way he's been fighting recently, I think he's going to be able to bring a few things to the table that we haven't expected. So it should be pretty awesome. So that's our main event for this Saturday, is that tag team matchup with our participants in those two matchups. So it should be pretty exciting. Also, one of the matches we have for Sticker Ground is going to be the last man standing contest between Shane Marks and the demigod Mason. And if you were fortunate enough to go to last year's Sticker Ground, then you know that these two are physical and emotional when they get in the ring together. And You know, it's, say what you will about professional wrestling. Say what you will about the savagery of it, the brutality of it. If you're not prepared for that, don't look at this match, because these are going to be two men who want to prove that they are as tough as they've been saying they have been for the last 2 years. And they have a long history together, and it's going to be brutal. And I just knowing those three matches are going to be on the card for Sticker Down, I'm stoked. I hate to use that word, but you can tell how excited I am. My girlfriend is tired of hearing me talking about how excited I am about Sticker Down. So it should be one hell of an event.
All right. Well, as many people probably remember, that was – last year's event was the inaugural winner of Best Wrestling Event in the Georgia Wrestling History Awards. So sounds like it's shaping up to be another big event this year. So I appreciate you calling, Chuck. And I'm sure we'll hear more about Sacred Ground in the next few weeks.
If anybody wants to talk to me about it, I'll run their ear off, man. I'm just really excited. I've been very fortunate to be involved in this professional wrestling industry these last couple of years. And, I've been fortunate enough to work in Anarchy and NCW and a couple of other locations. But, my home is Platinum Championship Wrestling, and I'm really happy for the opportunities that PCW has given me. So, I want to see every promotion in the state of Georgia do well. I want wrestling to get better everywhere, I want that competitive spirit with everybody. I whatever I'm working on is what I want to be the best, you know. And I think Sacred Ground is going to be a chance for us to, you know, to stand up and say, yeah, we want to be the best. I hope every promotion out there want to do the same, because we've got some hard-hitting competitors who want to prove it.
Well, I think Strychnine wanted to ask you something about that.
I didn't want to ask you anything. I just wanted to offer a comment on, I heard the presentation of the three main featured matches and whatever, and just kind of give a little insight on each one. I've been in the ring with several members of any of those matches, and I've never wrestled Siler Cross, but I've seen that dude, and he's vicious. Anybody, from the outside looking in, you say the obvious is Supernatural. Isn't that big? But I dare anybody that has any gears to take a punch for that guy, because I've been in the ring with him. I dare them. I have a reputation for being tough, and that guy's tough. He hits hard. To compensate for the fact that he's not physically intimidating, I think it kind of gives him an edge, because people underestimate him a lot, and that's my opinion. But, I've wrestled Chip Day, and he's another guy who's just, his strikes are brutal. I mean, those kicks are no joke. I've wrestled Shane Marks. I took him to the limit, and I always tell people Shane Marks is the best wrestler you've never heard of. He needs to, and hopefully that'll change. His name needs to get out there more, because, I mean, I wrestled him once, some shenanigans, no doubt, but he beat me. That says something, one way or the other. But, I mean, he's a great competitor, as is Mason, who I've yet to tangle with, and this saddens me, actually. I at some point before I die, I need to be in the ring one-on-one with Mason, just to say, I mean, I've watched him from afar, and I do believe he and I would be an interesting combination. Another thing I wanted to add was, my knowledge of the competitors in those featured matches and my experience with them. So, I mean, was it a ladder match between who again? It's Siler Cross and Supernatural.
No, the ladder match is Chip Day and Supernatural for the unified title.
Okay. All right, yeah, and then the striker match is Marco Polo and Siler Cross. I've wrestled Marco Polo as well. You hit the nail on the head when you say yes, finesse. That is one thing that he's definitely got, but what I always question about him is, does he have the killer instinct to really get it done against somebody who's trying to take his head off and bring it home with him? That's the question. So, and I guess it's all going to be put on the line at Sacred Ground. And if you're in the area, it would behoove you to go be a part of it.
And, you know, I had whether you want to call it a pleasure or not, certainly it was an honor to call at Anarchy to be doing commentary for the last known match, anyway, with the Hate Junkies. And so you know how deeply tag team wrestling is for me. And one thing I haven't mentioned, and this is yet to be settled who's going to be involved, but, you know, we're going to have our finals for the tag team season. So we'll have our 2013 tag team season winner's crown at Sacred Ground Chapter 4. And, you know, I don't like to blow smoke up people's ass. I like to be honest. And I really think Strychnine, as a singles competitor, is fantastic. I think you've really proven yourself as a singles competitor. But I don't think anybody could doubt that the Hate Junkies were, you know, that's a tag team that left a mark, both physically and virtually on the minds of people. And I know you can appreciate how hard it is to be able to be a considered a champion as a tag team wrestler. You know, people don't understand. Opportunities aren't just handed to you in professional wrestling. They might like to think this or that, but you really got to fight and claw to get up to the top, and Strychnine knows that better than anyone.
I would say when opportunity doesn't knock, you need to kick the door in. And myself and Danielle, when we were doing the Hate Junkies thing, I mean, as far north as Boston, as far south as Panama City, tearing people's heads off, making a name for ourselves, because, you know, the tag team wrestling as a whole, it goes through phases where it comes and goes, but the industry is starved for real, legit teams, because the televised product of professional wrestling, for the most part, is, until recently, is relatively starved for it. And what I mean by real teams is WWE had a bad habit of just putting two guys together and giving them a snazzy name. That's not a real team. You know, the Road Warriors are a real team. The Head Shrinkers were a team. The Hate Junkies were a team. And when, you know, real tag teams come along, the people really get to sink their teeth in it, because it's something they're not getting, for the most part, till recently on Raw and SmackDown. So it was one of those things where everything fell together at the right time when the people really wanted it. And now the interest in tag team wrestling has just kept going up. And the concept of the tag team season has always eluded me. I haven't completely sunk my teeth all the way into it, because every other company I've ever worked for, there was the division and a tag team championship. I didn't really work in PCW in the tag team division for the season thing, so I don't 100% get the concept. But it's unique, and I got to give it credit where credit's due, because, again, no one else is doing it. So,
not to cut your guys short, but I know our first guest only has a little while to talk tonight, but that segues nicely into bringing Micah Taylor on, because he used to be in a tag team called High Impact, I believe it was, in Deep South Wrestling when he was in developmental for WWE. So he might want to chime in a little bit on that. So I'll go ahead and bring him on. How you doing tonight, Micah?
I'm doing good, man. How are you guys?
Doing all right. First of all, wish your wife Tracy a happy birthday from Georgia Wrestling Now, if you don't mind.
I sure will, man. She's in the room getting ready right now, so we're going to go meet up with some friends for a birthday dinner.
All right, cool. Well, we were talking about tag team wrestling, and I don't know if you want to comment on that at all, since you used to be in a pretty high-profile tag team.
Yeah, I mean, if tag team wrestling, if it's done right, if you're a good tag team and you know what you're doing, tag team wrestling is a blast, man. I think it's a lost art right now. I think there's not a whole lot of guys out there that, one, know how to do it, and especially on TV, man. It's hard to find a tag team on WWE TV that actually means something. But I agree. Just because you throw makeshift guys together and call them a tag team, that doesn't make you a tag team. You got to know how to work together as a team, as a unit, to make tag team wrestling what it is. And I'll use an example if you don't mind. I was up at the Mid-Atlantic Wrestling, was it Legends Wrestling Fan Fest in Charlotte a few weekends ago, and it was the Rock and Roll Express versus Luke Gallows and D'Lo Brown in the main event. And it was so awesome that I got it, – it's been a while since me and Tony have tagged together, man. We had such a blast. And I learned a lot of my stuff from Robert Gibson, which is why I got so much respect for him. But just something simple is, like, I watched Ricky Morton grab Luke Gallows in a headlock, and Luke Gallows shot him off, and Gallows being as big as he is and Ricky being smaller than him, he knocked him on his ass. And but it's always good to see the underdog got on his feet, circled around a little bit, shook it off, you know, and Gallows laughed at him, you know, made fun of his height and size. Well, went to tie up with him, and Ricky Morton ducked underneath behind, reached around, grabbed a headlock. Gallows backed him up, shot him off. Well, that's when Robert reached over, hit a blind tag on his partner. As Gallows shot off Ricky Morton, he went for a clothesline this time. Ricky ducked it, turned around. Gallows got hit by a double shoulder tackle by both Robert and Ricky. And it made me have goosebumps because I appreciated it. But I go, that's a lost art. Nobody tells that story anymore. You know what I mean? And it's the same pro wrestling today that it was, you know, in 1985. You know, that's what sucked me into seeing it. So that's what I want to see now. And I just think that there's not a lot of teams that can do it anymore.
The ability to know what your partner's thinking without having to say a word, that's what
Absolutely.
Means to be a real team.
Absolutely, well, being on the same page all the time. And guess what? It's tag team wrestling, so I can actually say something to my partner in the ring. I can tell him to move, to duck, to watch out the guys behind them. And it's easy. It's easy and it's fun if you do it right.
Well, my question to you guys is, do you think that with the disintegration of the territories, that's what led to the disintegration of the importance of tag team wrestling, because wrestlers did not have that opportunity to go from town to town and work together as teams and work against, performers of different levels, but, you know, of other tag teams who are doing the same thing. Do you think there's a connection there?
I'm going to say no, because these guys are still around. I think, you know, part of it right now is, especially on WWE TV, Robert Gibson was under WWE contract as a trainer. Why don't they have Robert and Ricky Morton under contract down in Florida right now at that new center they just opened, teaching these guys how to be tag team wrestlers? You know what I mean? That's what it takes. But it also takes these guys, and there's a bunch of young guys, I'm not going to mention their names right now, they got egos, and it takes them wanting to listen and suck in that knowledge that you give them and use it. You know what I mean? There's a lot of guys that just goes in one ear out the other. That's just my personal opinion. That's not on every wrestler out there. But these guys are here, man, and you got to just be willing to sit and listen and learn from them and do your homework and watch matches. And then make it your own style. That's my opinion.
I personally don't believe that the tag team wrestling's disintegration is except directly proportionate to the televised product. I think Eric Bischoff seemed to have a thing against it, therefore didn't make it on WCW much. WWE, they started using it in the sense of just trying to be able to get guys screen time. They didn't have to focus an individual match or angle toward one guy to give four different dudes screen time. So it kind of decreased his importance. So the up-and-coming generation that wanted to become wrestlers, because they didn't see it as much, they didn't seem to value it as much. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, you got a good point. You got an outstanding point. You know, I think, this is another thing that I noticed is, I think that they kind of give the tag team division less credibility. For instance, like I watched Kofi Kingston getting a singles push, you know, and then, you know, the rumor is, you know, he screws up and, you know, they get hot at him. And, you know, he's, I don't think personally he's a main event heavyweight champion, but that doesn't matter. He's an outstanding wrestler and he's awesome. But instead of giving him that singles push, they go ahead and like, well, we'll just put him in a tag, makeshift tag team, and we'll just put the tag team straps on to keep him happy. And so
we'll call him something boom, and then there you go.
Yeah, exactly. And I see it a lot. I do see it a lot, and it's just crap. But I will put over Global Championship Wrestling right now. You know, Mad Dog is very old school, and he's one of my good friends, and that's, you know, he focuses as good as he can on the tag team division there, and he lets those guys be tag team wrestlers. The Unlucky Charms right now, I think, are starting to get it together, and they work as a tag team. They look like a tag team, and they do good, and Wicked Nemesis works well helping lead these guys.
Well, nice segue into the topic at hand. You are the heavyweight champion of GCW, of course, and you are defending mm-hmm. against Francisco Chiazzo, which also kind of plays into what I wanted to talk to you about at Rampage Pro Wrestling that's going on with you, because you guys used to be allies not too long ago. But I guess wherever you'd like to start with that, what would you like to say about what you have coming up this weekend?
I'm really excited about this weekend in Pell City, Alabama for Global Championship Wrestling. This is one of the first flyers that I've seen in a while that look good and have a bunch of new faces on it. And that guy's coming over from Rampage Pro Wrestling. Frankie Chiazzo, I think Corey Chavis will be there, Murder Wanna be there, and is it Mike Cruz? Mike Cruz? I just call him Cruz, but he's an outstanding man, talent. The younger guy looks good, lean, and he can do anything. And I think I'm excited to see fresh faces come in down there, and I'm excited to put the belt up on the line versus Frankie Chiazzo. Me and Frankie go way back, man. We go back to Deep South when he would drive up on his own dime. A guy that's been in professional wrestling for so long would still drive up because he was that hungry and wanted a job so bad, and he would train with us and do TV with us. And I've wrestled him when I was at Deep South. I've worked out with him there. I've wrestled him when I got released from my WWE contract in, you know, Savannah, Georgia, and an RPW. And then it's refreshing to, instead of, like, seeing allies together at Rampage Pro Wrestling where I feel like, you know, I got screwed over and had to leave the company, well, he wasn't there to stick up for me, so or have my back. And now, that, you know, the tides are turning. He's coming to my turf, and I get to do what I want to do with him and kind of be the real Micah Taylor, the aggressive wrestler who's going to beat the crap out of him. And I'll be able to shake his hand after and, you know, maybe go out and have a drink or so.
And that's Saturday night, but then Sunday, I believe, you'll be back at Rampage, where you kind of made your return a few weeks ago. But from what I understand, you're technically not under contract there, right?
Right. We did a loser leaves RPW triple threat match, and which was kind of, this is the second time I've lost a loser leaves RPW down there. First time I lost to Bull Buchanan with his feet on the ropes. And then this time I lost in a match with AJ Steele and Bobby Moore. And so I kind of take it in my own matters, into my own hands. And I have a school called The Underground, which is undergroundstrongstyle.com. But I have one of my trainees, which is, I call him a worker now, I don't like calling him a trainee, but S-P-I-R-A-L, Spiral, I take him down there with me, and we just kind of, we're doing an underground GCW takeover at RPW right now. It's a lot of initials, huh? And
we'll just call it the Alphabet War.
The Alphabet War, right? The globalization of all these indie promotions.
Why not?
My main goal in all this really is to, I think a lot of these promotions need to work together. I think there needs to be one championship that gets defended throughout the Southeast, and all the companies work together, and it kind of goes to the whole territory thing you guys were talking about earlier. Or not talking about earlier, but mentioned. It'd be nice to bring back some territories down here and everybody kind of be on the same page.
NWA used to have a Southern States Championship. Not anymore. I was the last champion. It was technically a regional dealio, and then when the NWA downsized, Being, you know, I was representing the whole Southeast, and now it's just home at APW.
Yeah. But see, this isn't a shot at anybody, but I just felt like if you held an NWA belt and if you're an NWA affiliate, I felt like the NWA affiliate companies should have been obligated to bring the NWA representatives into their company and put their guys in matches versus them and showcase them and see what they got. I just think a lot of guys dropped the ball on that.
It happens. I mean, it really does. I think at APW, we were scheduled to have the champion come through once, but that fell through. But we did have the World Tag Team Championship there, and I think that was like one of the last time the Hate Junkies rode high was when we went to Dark City Fight Club.
Right.
But which, by the way,
I don't mean to jump off topic. What happened to the Hate Junkies? I haven't heard anything about them in a while.
Danny Lee is out of the country.
Is he running from the law or something?
Depending on speculation, some say he's running from the law, others say he's just doing some work overseas. There was a mishap up in Ohio that I'm not positive we're supposed to talk about.
I like those guys. Those guys were, I thought they were a good talent, man, both of them. And I think they worked hard to get themselves over and to work as a tag team.
Well, thank you.
We'll make
a I didn't know I was talking to you.
Yeah, Strychnine is filling in as co-host tonight, so you're talking to one.
All right. Sorry about that.
It's cool. I mean, it actually kind of is a sentiment that you're talking good about it when you didn't know it was me. But, yeah, I wasn't sure how much I was supposed to talk about the legal issue beyond with Mr. Only, that dealio. Not sure. So, yeah, I didn't say too much.
That's fine, dude. Yeah, I haven't heard from Danny in a long time, you know, and I haven't heard anything about you or from you in a long time.
Sorry, I've been out of the game for a little bit and had a surgery on one of my eyes. It sucks. If you ever have the opportunity to not be blind, take it.
Well, gentlemen, I hate to interrupt. I have to go. I would like to thank all of you for this opportunity. This is Chuck, by the way, the voice of reason, Chuck Porterfield. I thank you guys for letting me come on here and talk about the PCW stuff. I hope you guys kick a lot of ass and make a lot of money in pro wrestling, man.
All right.
Well,
thanks for calling, Chuck.
That's the plan.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. And Mike, I know you you have other obligations tonight, but aside from GCW and RPW this weekend, where can we see you in the next couple weeks?
Oh, man, the next couple weeks. I'll be not supposed to say this either, but I'll be going back out to California to do some more motion capture next month in October. We just returned from Cassie Riley has been running his own shows in Monroe or Oak Grove, Louisiana. I think it's Southern Wrestling Superstars or something like that. And I wrestled Carlito there. And I think in the next couple months they're having another show there. So, and they're doing really good, man. They're drawing 800 to 1,000 people easy. And I'm probably – that's low numbers. It's probably more than that. It's this outstanding show. You guys put me on the spot right now. I got so much going on with my life. Wrestling-wise, I mean, those are important shows that I do to me, wrestling-wise. RPW and Global Championship Wrestling and the Southern Wrestling Superstars there. But me and Tracy have kind of started our own business. We got a private personal training / group fitness going on here in McDonough in the same gym that we do the Underground School of Pro Wrestling. And it's just been keeping us real busy. On top of that, you know, we're doing the motion capture, traveling back and forth to California. So it's kind of hard for me to ramble off the top of my head. I'm a little slow. I'll throw it out there to keep up with all this. I was hoping I heard some rumors about, is it Monstrosity Did I say that right? Going to be at Six Flags doing some wrestling in October during Fright Fest?
That is true, and we actually have a pair of tickets to give away tonight, so thanks for bringing that up.
Right on, because that's one you will not – that one's not on my calendar, so I just wanted to make that one clear and throw that one out there.
Okay.
There you go. You got it. All right, that was a joke. That was a joke with you. But actually, one of my guys does work for you, right? Or for Monstrosity, Trevor Eon.
Yeah, he just had a big title shot at the last show, and it was a close battle. He almost had it a few times, but in the end, Phantom came out on top, and then Darkmon attacked them both from behind and stole the belt. So that's But yeah,
well.
Professor Morte is the person to talk to about that, but if you're interested, I can pass along a message.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm always interested to obviously get work and, you know, have fun. I haven't heard anything bad about it at all, so it's kind of refreshing to not hear any, you know what I mean, bad stories about a promotion or promoters or anything like that. And Trevor Eon's a good guy, too, so I'm proud of throwing that out there. I'm proud of him on how far he's came, and he does a lot of booking, getting himself booked and going out there and going above and beyond, and, you know, he's starting to look out for the other guys, too, that he's trained with, trying to get them booked. So he's a good talent. Definitely keep your eyes on that guy.
All right. I'll be doing several of the Monstrosity shows at Six Flags as well, and who knows, maybe we might see Strychnine versus Micah Tyler one-on-one for the first time ever.
First time ever. Let's make it happen.
Sounds good. Well, before we let... Well, I guess we let you go now, Micah, but I want to come up with I guess, some sort of trivia to give away these tickets. Do you guys have any suggestions?
Yeah, sure. Let's see how many people actually listen and pay attention, I guess. Who was the first Deep South Wrestling Tag Team Champions? And that was during when they were WWE Developmental.
I'll have to Google that and...
you're joking with me, right?
Well, I assume it has something to do with somebody who's on the line right now. But that was many years ago, so I don't remember who the first. I remember Mike Knox and his partner. I believe they were tag champions at one point, right?
I don't think Knox and Nykerk were tag team champions. I think Nykerk was a. He was heavyweight champion.
Yeah. Well, that
but I don't
that rules them
major,
out. No, that's not the answer.
Yeah. The Major Brothers were tag team champions. Deuce and Domino were tag team champions.
Right.
And, dang, I don't know who was after the Major Brothers. It wasn't too long after that I think it got shut down.
Yeah. All right. Well, if anyone has the answer, the number is 347-324-5735. You'll get two tickets to the night of your choosing for Fright Fest at Six Flags. But Micah Taylor, I want to thank you for calling, and I hope you and your wife have a great birthday dinner.
Right on. Appreciate it, man. Strychnine, when you're, I'm going to assume, when you're healthy, man, get yourself back out there more. Get a hold of Global Championship Wrestling. I'll vouch for you.
Not a problem. Sounds like a plan.
Right on. So I appreciate you guys having me on, man. And anytime, just shoot me a message. I'd love to come on here. I can ramble, of course, obviously. And hopefully I can entertain you on the radio like I do in the ring.
All right. Well, thanks again. On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Matt Sexcells.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. And my co-host this week is the Lethal Dose Strychnine, who is APW's commissioner, among many other things. And we were talking about tag team wrestling earlier, and we are now going to be talking to one half of the Pro Wrestling Resurrection Tag Team Champions, the other half being Johnny Danger, who normally is my co-host. But without further ado, let's talk to Matt Sexcells. Hello.
So I know Micah Taylor was a little confused about who he was talking to, but I'm really excited to be talking to Jonathan Williams and Matt Hankins right now on Georgia Wrestling Now.
What the face?
You sound a little hoarse, Matt. I know, rock stars such as myself, I would suggest, maybe a little bit of honey. It helps soothe the throat. So, make sure you get a little bit of that in. And I do want to add that the chick that does the advertising for Georgia Wrestling Now, she has a really hot voice. So.
Yeah, I don't my question is, like, her hot voices, how many hundred pounds does she weigh?
Speaking of hot voices, none other than Strychnine, ladies and gentlemen. So.
I still want to know what happened in Columbus on her birthday.
I just asked her what happened to Columbus on her birthday, and I always get the same answer. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess if she doesn't know...
I guess with my shoot job now, I need to not say fuck on the radio, so... I'll get called to the principal's office tomorrow, but we'll worry about that when we get there.
Well, you changed your name everywhere, so no one knows it's you anymore. You're all cells.
I've bitched about that. So yeah, follow @AllCellsFinal on Twitter. Like the Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter. Buy the T-shirt.
Download the Matt Cells app.
Download the Matt Cells app on Google Play and iTunes.
Which is just a masturbating donkey. Who knew?
Well, I think the Mad Cells app would, crash after only 5 minutes and only mildly entertain a dozen people, but...
It would be spent after about 12 seconds. I know your wife.
Rim shot.
Well, Matt, I know you were present... Oh, actually, I don't know if you heard the show last week, but Larry Goodman... once again, mentioned Matt Sex Sells without offering any positive or negative feedback. He simply said that you were there as part of the ring crew at Ring of Honor.
Well, I for once will say that Larry Goodman sort of put me over just talking to me, because he did tell me it was nice to see me. So I think that's actually the nicest thing Larry Goodman's actually ever said to me.
Well, it wasn't done publicly, so it doesn't count.
That's true. That was our private moment.
It's not on record.
But I still cherish that moment in my heart.
Well, I understand you wanted to call in tonight. Did you have anything in particular you wanted to talk about?
Who told you I wanted to call in to this piece? Oh, I did want to call in. I want to talk about anything and everything. I want to talk about anything and everything. You just start from the top, because I will leave your expert interview skills to lead this interview.
Well, we can start with the Ring of Honor shows. You were part of the ring crew. How did everything go? Do you think you might have a match sometime, given your hard work and dedication?
Yeah, as with anything in wrestling, it's you know half of it showing up in right time, right place, and showing people how dedicated you are to their product and working with their product. And anybody who knows me knows that that's definitely right there at the very top of career goals, is to work for Ring of Honor. So, I was told that the busting my ass for their company is very much seen and appreciated and will be rewarded in the future. So it's two great shows in Tennessee and Alabama that I was really happy to be a part of, just if it was with the ring crew. And definitely hope for people to plan to see me on Ring of Honor television sometime in the future.
All right, and then down in NWA Atlanta, are you still in the tournament for the new Georgia Heavyweight Champion, or did I think Bill the Butcher defeated you, didn't he?
In typical Matt Sexel fashion, yes, Bill the Butcher beat me, but I managed to weasel my way back in the tournament this Saturday, only to get defeated by AJ Steele. But if I continue my ways, I'll just keep weaseling myself in until I insert myself into the finals, and your new NWA Georgia Heavyweight Champion will be the hair metal heartthrob, Matt Sexel.
How did you get back in the tournament?
I won a 64-man tournament in Puerto Rico to allow me to be a part of the 32-man tournament in Locust Grove.
Right, but you were eliminated from that tournament. How did you weasel your way back into it?
I won the 64-man tournament to earn a spot into the Elite Eight.
Okay.
There's some manner of witchcraft we're not meant to understand, okay?
All right.
Don't question my tactics. All I know is that I was there, that Johnny Danger was in my corner making his NWA Atlanta debut, and despite my expert ring prowess and despite Johnny Danger in a pair of short camo shorts and a Matt Sexel shirt, we still managed to lose. So I think AJ Steele must have cheated. That's the only logical explanation.
Some form of witchcraft was involved.
Well, we know that heavy metal is devil's music, so.
Yeah. Well, having wrestled AJ Steele and Matt Sells, I don't think there's any witchcraft involved. AJ Steele probably just straight ate your lunch.
Hey, did you watch the match already that was posted on youtube.com/MattSexcel, which is still the only place on the internet that has not changed to All Cells Final, so make sure you search Matt Sexcel on YouTube. Because funny story, you know YouTube actually won't allow you to change your username.
Well, unless you're one of Matt Sells' students, then you should not look that up.
I am still waiting with eager anticipation, Matt Sells, to be in the audience for your statutory rape trial.
I can't comment on anything like this. I just have to bite my tongue.
I know, that's the best part.
I have to say you're talking about somebody else, because those are two different entities.
Blame it on the jacket.
You're speaking to Matt Sexel's professional wrestler right now.
Yeah, either way, don't matter what they call you on the stand,
I'm following in the same great footsteps of George the Animal Steele and Honky Tonk Man and Matt Stryker.
Well, apparently Danny Only, he's got some legal troubles as well, so you'll have some stories to tell with him as well, so yeah. But,
those are very different legal troubles from what I understand, though.
Yeah, but that's purely speculation, apparently. We're not allowed to comment on it much.
So as long as I don't stab anybody, I'm okay.
I'm just speculating.
So, Matt, you PWR has a show this weekend, and I assume you guys have a match, perhaps, but I understand you are also auditioning for yet another new member of the Rock and Roll Models.
Absolutely, yeah, this Sunday, it's September 22nd in beautiful, gorgeous, illustrious, historical Gainesville, Georgia. The Rock and Roll Models, comprised of Matt Sexbells and Johnny Danger, will be auditioning a new Rock and Roll Model on this week's edition of All Cells Final as Rockstar Idol Return. So yeah, we will be trying to find our newest member to join our lewd, crude, and tattooed group.
Is Joey Kidman still a part of that?
Well, I keep believing that Joey Kidman's there, and he seems to show up late every time, but they assure me he's there all the time, so I guess Joey will be there. I have no clue. The audience will let me know if he's there or not.
That's kind of like when we've had Joey Kidman on this show.
It's nice if you look away during a Joey Kidman match. It makes it more palatable.
And will you guys also be defending your titles this week, or is that for another show?
I believe we will be waiting to defend our tag team championship at the next PWR event, because I'm actually going to be in singles action this week at PWR. So it will be me versus Joe Black, which should be a fantastic matchup. And then I don't want to spoil the surprise, but Johnny Danger will, of course, also be in action as well. And then maybe Joey Kidman will. Who cares?
If he manages to show up.
If he manages to show up.
And someday when Strickland has a free Sunday, he'll come and kick your face in again.
Well, he should be able to show up on Sundays because that's not his Sabbath. So.
Yeah, fair
Saturday
enough.
Shows he has a problem with.
Yeah, because I mean, to be fair, you can sacrifice animals to the Dark Lord any day of the week. We're not specific.
This is true. We've got Satanist Strychnine talking to Christian Matzel, talking about Jewish Joey Kidman. See, I love how it's just a melting pot here on Georgia Wrestling Now.
It's really, that's the beauty of pro wrestling. It brings every walk of weirdo life together.
I love pro wrestling because, yeah, where else would I hang out with people like Strychnine in any walk of life other than professional wrestling?
Yeah, we could go to that Mudvayne show.
Yeah, well, I have to say, except in, like, you know, middle school, you know.
Met you when you were 12 and fat and had glasses.
and Strychnine hasn't changed a bit.
Nope.
It was just a bonding experience of, hey, I heard you like wrestling. And I was like, yeah, I like wrestling. Okay, we're friends now.
So it's back to the original point.
Wrestling brings people together. And I like to think that the Rock and Roll Models bring people together as we audition for the newest member of the Rock and Roll Models on All Souls Final this Sunday, September 22nd, at Pro Wrestling Resurrection. Full time, 3 p.m., 142 Alta Vista Road, Gainesville, Georgia.
All right, and where else are you going to be in the next few weeks, Matt?
I will be at Strychnine's stomping grounds as Commissioner Strychnine welcomes Matt Sexbells to Alternative Pro Wrestling, 305 Cherry Street, Royston, Georgia. And then I also will be returning to Progression Pro Wrestling for their first annual Grand Prix Tag Team Tournament on Sunday, September 29th in Atlanta.
All right.
And then maybe, just maybe, I don't know if the bookers and promoters for Monstrosity Championship Wrestling will have me. I could possibly show up at Six Flags, too. you might have to bump that Alabama Wolfman guy off the card because he's kind of an asshole.
He is, but some people love him, and I have a feeling that the crowd at Six Flags will want to see those Wolfmen in action. But you've wrestled at for MCW before at RBQ, and was that the only one you've done so far?
Yeah, that's the only Matt Sexcel's MCW appearance, yes. That was with the Dynamite Sex, Eric Walker and I tagged together.
Have you heard from Eric Walker lately? Because I haven't seen him.
I have not heard from Eric Walker. I guess he's just walking around randomly Singapore and caning people. I don't know.
I want to see that werewolf guy you were talking about against Matt one-on-one. That'd be great.
That would be the greatest match since the Alabama Wolfman versus the Invisible Man.
I was there. That was thus far my only MCW evening, getting myself and Fred Yehi. I remember seeing the Wolfman against the Invisible Woman. I think it turned out to be...
Yes, I believe it turned out to be a woman, yeah.
That was mind-blowing beyond description. But yeah, Matt Sexcel's versus whoever that Wolfman character is, that would be great.
I think Jonathan Lynch should make that happen.
Hopefully Professor Morte is listening tonight. If not, I'm sure he'll listen to the archive and come up with some ideas for matches. It seems like a lot of people are discussing that tonight. And we do still have a pair of tickets to give away to Six Flags, and it's not just for MCW, it's for all of Fright Fest. You can ride rides and everything, but no one's called in, so...
That mean I can win the tickets if nobody else has called in?
I think it's because Micah Taylor made the question too difficult.
He did.
I know the answer to the question. I love the Deep South.
The funny thing is, he made it difficult, but he also kind of just gave it away all at the same time.
He didn't make it difficult. It was extremely obvious.
Well, for people who are current Georgia wrestling followers who may not have followed Deep South, it is difficult. But, I mean, we kind of talked about it once.
But there's Google.
There is Google.
Google Deep South Micah Taylor, and you've got the answer.
Well, here's what we'll do.
Joys of the information age.
Maybe someone that listens to the archive of this show will know the answer, and that person can call in.
The internet's awesome for wrestling stuff. I Googled myself a couple months ago, and there are websites that have, like, my career archived, and it's stuff that I have no recollection of. It's a
Googling
lot of
yourself, that's what they call it these days.
Oh yeah, and then my wife walked in on me, but that's a different story. But no, there was a whole match history, especially from AVW of just Hate Junkies versus the franchise, and I had totally forgotten about half the matches. Or it could be because
you
hit me in the head so hard.
Yes, that is true. Your old ex-girlfriend used to bitch and moan about you went home all bruised and broken, and it was my fault.
Well, I would always love it because Ryan and Danny Only would pair off and they'd come out unscathed, and then Strychnine and I would pair off and we'd come out bloody and bruised, and I wouldn't have had it any other way, and I know Strick's the same way.
No. As not when I have had it another way, sir.
And that, as I was saying, that was just in the bedroom, but...
Gaily.
All right, well... When it comes to these Six Flags tickets, here's what I'll do. If anyone listens to the archive and knows the answer, you can call next week, 347-324-5735, and let us know the answer, and we'll give you the tickets. Otherwise, we still got tickets for that. And I think we've discussed pretty much everything that's going on this weekend, except there is Extreme Midget Wrestling Federation will be at Jeffrey's Bar and Grill in Alpharetta. I was trying to get a midget to call in this week, but didn't have any luck with that.
So Matt Von Reaper wouldn't call in?
Hashtag Matt Von Reaper. Peach State is also this Saturday, where we'll see Simon Sermon take on Zach Daniels, who are the top two champions there. Am I forgetting anything, guys, that you can think of?
I don't think it's been mentioned enough. PWR this Sunday, September 22nd. I get paid by the mention, so
I have three hot dogs now.
I was about to say, your pay only comes in nachos, dude. I mean, come on.
If I mention it one more time, I get three hot dogs and a Diet Coke. So PWR this Sunday, September 22nd.
You'll finally be able to eat.
I will not go hungry.
Fair enough.
All right, well, I guess that does it for this week. I appreciate Strychnine and Chuck Porterfield filling in as co-host and co-host. Next week, I suppose we'll have someone from MCW on to talk about those Six Flags shows. Maybe Professor Morte can fill us in on some of the matches and things like that. And I'm not sure who the other guest will be, but tune in next week, next Monday.
It will be a special surprise guest.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I don't know who it is. It's even a surprise to me.
It's
got to
be the big reveal. This is professional wrestling, Jonathan Williams. It's going to be a special surprise guest. It's going to be the Shockmaster, kayfabe.
This is the appropriate time for Matt to shut his face.
All right, thank you, guys. Thank you for the show. I will talk to you later, and I will see Strychnine this Friday at Alternative Pro Wrestling.
That is true. I'll have something horrible for you to do.
All right. Well, I guess Monday Night Raw is coming on. Night of Champions was last night, so it's time for us to go. But hopefully someone will listen to the archive and win those tickets, and we'll be back next Monday.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.